Okay, listen. So now we're going to have the couple of last year of Minyan Kiddushin here, and till May 9th, together with Hazara and Bechina, etc., Bez Hashem. And May 10th, those that are around, we're going to start, as the shrine, Hilchas Avelis in the morning, and Hilchas Mila a little later in the morning. Those that are around could come. Those that are, I understand, taking finals. But, okay. And that's the story. So let's get some good Kiddushin in still. Okay. So, we've been talking about Shlichus. Gemara says, on page Memalph and Malph, Shlichus Menolan Tandiv Shalach Melameid. So there's a shlichus by Gerish. So as we said many times, shlichus means what? Minui, right? Minui. That's what a shlich means. Now, what does it mean when you do something for somebody without minui? That's called what? Zchiyah. So I'll say Zchiyah. Right. So we discussed, is there chlokis, first of all, the Trumas Hadesh and the Ktsos, is Zchiyah only Le Adam, or even Me Adam, right, by Hafrashas Truma. And then we also discussed by Gittin, whether you could Mezakeh. So the Gemara says you can Mezakeh a get for a woman, right? Right, if it's Mokum Ketata or something like that, it's a possibility, Safik in the Rambam. But could you Mizaka get for a man? Can you Mizaka get for a man? So that was the whole question, Tzvat, etc. So there is a Sugya. A famous Sugya. I'll show you in a second. On page 4. Famous sugi on page 4 and Gittin Ayin on the base. Amar Kisu Getli Ishti. So somebody said, that they should write a get for his wife. Right? So he appointed a shliach, right? That they should write a get to his wife. Va'achzo kardaikas. And then, before there was an opportunity for the get to be given, the husband became somewhat insane. Maybe a demon came in him. Well, wait, what does the drasher say? What?
Delirium.
So delirium. So what is that?
Temporarily
insane. Delirious. Temporary delirium. So the question is, could the get be given now? Because on one hand, the husband, he did his part already, right? He made the shliach. So do we say, so now the shliach can go continue? What do we say? No. Since he is what? A shoita at this point, maybe he could recover, but since at this point he's a shoita, so maybe he can't, the get can't be given. Because since it's given on his behalf, even though he's not doing anything at this point, maybe it's not good. That's the question. Yeah. Which rabbi? Rabbi Eliel Klotzkin, a good friend.
When the guy was in war, he showed that he wanted
So you're going to say an excellent point, and therefore what are you saying?
That it worked.
It worked. So Harav HaGoyin, Rav Moshe Dechter, says that we know Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin, what did he say? That he appointed a shliach. And then what happened? And then the shliach died. Right? And now we don't know where he is, that we can be mezakeh get, because we know he wanted to get. So if Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin is right, then what? So the same thing should be over here. So the Chazon Ish and Moshe Dechter and the Chazon Ish, the two of them, what do they say? They say, but the Gemara is not going to say that. The Gemara is going to have a whole machlokas. They're not going to say you could just mizak him with the get. So don't you see from here that Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin is not right? Oh, so let's see. So let's first learn the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara. And then after we learn the Gemara, we should learn the Rambam. And after we learn the Rambam, we should learn the Tur. And after we learn the Tur, we should learn the Ktos. And then after that, we should see the Chazon Ish. But since Moshe Dechter skipped five steps, that's why I mentioned the Chazon Ish. Okay, so. Omar kisu get liishti, v'ochso kadaikis, v'chozov omar al tichtavu. Yeah, so again. And then he said, Ein dvar v'achron kub. If he said afterwards not, but then he was already a shoyta then, so his latter words don't count. So Amar, Reish Rav Shimon ben Lokesh, kosev nosen get la'alter. So Reish Lokesh says, you can give the get right away. In other words, you don't have to wait till he gets better. He appointed the shliach. So he did his share. So who cares if he's well or not? He's alive. If he's dead, okay, then she's freed. Because he's dead, but he's alive. And he made the shliach. So he did his part when he was sane. So anything else that's going to be done is not his, he's not going to be have to do anymore, so it should be okay. Rav Yochanan Omar ein kosvim elo l'cheshe yishtafe. And Rav Yochanan says no, that you have to be better. In other words, even though he gave the license to write the get, and presumably give the get, but Rav Yochanan says no. That once he became a shaita, everything is put on hold. My town is Veshlokshi, Gantani, and Vorv Achronim Klub. So Reish Lakish says, "Ein dvar v'achronim klum." So he can go and give the get. Rabbi Yochanan Molcha, "Ein dvar v'achronim klum." Clean mitzil utzarach l'mahaderim lukibay. The ola means kosher el sheishtafet. The ola means is that if he gets better, you don't have to re-ask him. But in a chanami, everything is on hold. So my time with the mikim from Mifflugi, what's the machlokus? Reish Lakish medame le'yashin. Reish Lakish compares it to sleeping. So when you're sleeping, right, you're out of it, but you could still say if somebody points a shlif to give a get to him. So he points a shlif, now he goes to sleep. So of course they can give the get, because the shlif is giving the get. So Reish Lakish Medamele Yoshin, Rav Yochanan Medamele Shoyta. And Rav Yochanan says, no, this is like a Shoyta. This is not just sleeping. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Medamele Yoshin. So why doesn't Rav Yochanan say it's like sleeping and you should be able to give the get? Because Yoshin Lo Mechusa Maisa. Hai Mechusa Maisa. That Yashin just gets up. You don't have to do anything else. But this person, you know, you have to take medicine, right? Rashi says Hasarak Rufua, Brista Sukha Gumrin. You can take meat, red meat, and put it on the thing, and that somehow that's a Rufua. Put it on the coals, the red meat, and that will cure him somehow. But you have to do something. So now the Gemara says, Reb Yochanan Nami L'damele L'yoshin. So Yoshin L'mchuzumaz, L'mchuzumaz. Reish Lokish Nami Dali L'shota. Shota Lo Sami B'yodon. Hai Sami B'yodon. That L'shota, we don't have any cure that we could just give him. In other words, one day he could get better. But this case, you take the medicine, in other words, he's delirious, but you take the medicine, he can get better. So it's not exactly yoshin. So the question is, so what, do we treat him as a yoshin, and therefore you could give the get, or do we treat him like a shaita? Because the difference between a real shaita, in both cases, he's not well, but if it's just chordaicus, he can take some medicine to get out of it. And a regular shaita, there's nothing he can do. He could just one day snap out of it, but nothing. Yeah.
Does this medical case extend to the modern things of Shabbos
and Shabbos? Yes, I.
If they take medication, they're okay, but all the medication, you would think they're afraid to. So then.
Yeah.
This person's not really able to.
You mean if on the medication they're okay?
Right.
Okay. That's an important point you're making. Okay, so let's look in the Rambam on page 6. That is around the Parag Beis, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Tezvav. Omer Shehu Bari, Kisvu Turuged Li'ishti. So when he was normal, when he was well, he said, right, and give a get to my wife. He put the whole thing in motion. And then he got sick. V'chakach nivas. He became insane. Nivas. Nivas. He became paranoid. I don't know what you call it. Mamtinin anshe yavri. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. That you have to wait till he becomes better. It gets better, it's fine. So what does the Rambam say? You have to wait. And what if you didn't wait? In Kosovo Nosu Kodin Shiavri, Hare's Apostle. Right? That if you what? If you give the get right away, in other words, he appointed a shliach, then he got sick. You can only give the get when the husband gets better. If you give it before he gets better, it's no good. It's possible. So simple reading, he passed it like Rabbi Yochanan. As Machlokas, Reish Lakish says, you don't have to wait till he gets better. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to wait till he gets better. So the main thing that bothers the world about this Rambam is what? One word. Maybe one word. What's the word? One word in Halacha Tezvav that stirs up the world, that everyone is pilpooing about. What? What? What's the word? In other words, he appointed the shliach when he was a bari. Then before the shliach was able to deliver the goods, he got sick. So, could... Yeah. No. Okay. What? Mohamlich? Puzzle. That's the word, puzzle. Because we know in the Rambam writes, you know what, that any time that he writes, there's a difference between batel and puzzle. Batel means his mom is no good. It's no good midaraisa. Puzzle only means it's no good what? Midrabanan. So the question is, the Rambam's telling you a big chiddush here. The chiddush of the Rambam is that even Rabbi Yochanan holds that midaraisa is still good. But why? Because as opposed to the tour, let's look in the tour on page 7. Says the tour on page 7. Hayabari b'shasha tziva l'kosvo. So what does that imply? Ain't no clue. What?
Not even
midaraisa. So this is known in the Welt, in the Olam HaYeshivas and further. The famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, if somebody writes a get, not writes a get, it points a shliach to write a get, and then he becomes sick, shoita, and they don't wait till he gets better and they give over the get. And according to the Rambam, midaraisa it's good. So it was within Rabbi Yochanan. They both pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam and the Tur. But the Rambam is saying, midaraisa, it's good. It's only psul midrabanan. And Reish Lakish says, the Tur says it's psul daraisa. Okay. So that's if you look in the Kesef Mishnah on page 6, I didn't bracket it, but if I look on page 6, Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Tezvav, on the right side, Yesh Litmoa, third line, Yesh Litmoa, but the Gemara Mashma the Batel Havi. But in the Gemara it's Mashma that it's no good, because the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Medama Le Lashota, on page 6, in the Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Tezvav. The words, the Kesef Mishnah is the one who's sensitive to this idea that the Rambam's saying that it's only, like Nimrod said, it's only Pasul, it's only a Din D'Rabban. Yesh Nitmo, the more mashma the bottle have it, Amrina, the Rabbi Yochanan, Madame, Lay, the Shoitam, Cholin Yon Shoitam, Lays, Lahum, Mashasha. Right, if it's a Shoitam, Madame, Lay, the Shoitam, so then it's nothing. So he says, "Better after the came there and shlokish over kosim nosnim mishum the medam leil yoshin leitzal on the flugi b'nai kuli high." Whereas maybe the Rambam thought that it's always better to make a smaller machlokes. Whereas if you learn it's psul daraisa, means Rav Yochanan learns the psul daraisa and Reish Lakish says it's kosher lechatchil. But if you say that no, they both agree that. That even though even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's possible, is only Rabbi Yochanan says it's a psul d'oraisa, and Reish Lakish says it's kosher l'chatchila. Or you could say no, that Rabbi Yochanan says it's only psul d'rabbanan, and he says it's kosher l'chatchila. That makes it, you know, closer. The two shittas closer together, not two polar shittas. So maybe the Rambam thought, he says, that it's not mistaber to be so far apart. And then the last line, the wide line there, the last line in this Kesef Mishnah, in the middle of that wide line, says, "Va'od lo hiskir Rabbeinu kordaikus el mishaya ruach ra bevasa oso." Whereas the Rambam doesn't mention kordaikus, he says ruach ra nivas. Ruach Ra is like scared him, confused him. Vravim vlasim Ruach Ra lav samay biyodan. So he says that what kind of sickness is the Rambam talking about? Reish Lakish says it's a type of the case in the Gemara, you have a refuah for it. So the Rambam should have said it's talking about when the type of sickness you have, but he says so it's Masha, the case of the Rambam is that the four doesn't even work here. Okay, whatever the case may be, but it's Machlok is the Rambam in the tour, whether it's Psul D'Oraisa, Psul D'Rabbanan. So there's a famous Ksos. Famous Ksos. This is like a very yeshivish Ksos. On page 9. Look at this stuff. Says the royal lesapik hecha dehaya pikayach b'shasha aso shliach the kolish gemar shlichusud neshtate hamshalech miazlein the bosim ikara. In other words, because if you make somebody a shliach and then you become a shoita, so do we say, well, now you're out of the picture? In other words, the shliach is now the baldover, so it doesn't matter that you became sick. Because he's the one giving the get now. In other words, you replicated yourself. You replicated yourself. Now, if the Baal dies, so then the Ishus is over. No, but in other words, everyone agrees if the Baal dies, then there's no Ishus anymore. There's nothing to talk about. Everyone agrees that the Shliach is not married to the lady. He's married to the lady. But Lagabi, the Sinas Haget, the Koyach the Get, he's considered now also a Baldover. What do we say? No. He's not the Baldover. The husband is the Baldover, and he's still doing it on behalf. So if you hold that he becomes a replica of the husband, Lagabi, the Sinas Haget, so then we don't care what the state of the husband is. Because he's now his own baldover. But if you say no, he's not the replica, it's still when he gives the get, it's, you know, it's like the husband giving the get. So if the husband can't give the get, he can't give the get. So he's so the Ksov says that's the machlokas, the Rambam of the Torah. How, when a person appoints a shliach, does imamish make him the baldover, or no? He's not the baldover. He's just doing it on behalf of the baldover. So Nafkamina is, if the baldover became a shoyted, doesn't matter. If this new guy is now the baldover, so it doesn't matter that the baal, the husband, is a shoyted, because we have a new baldover. But if we say no, the original guy is still the baldover, so if he's not right to give the get, then the shliach doesn't work for him. So the Rambam holds that midaraisa, once the guy is a shliach, it's in his domain. So it doesn't matter that the original guy is a shoita. Only midrabanan that they were machna. But it's not a psul daraisa. And the Torah holds it's a psul daraisa. So that's what he says. Roy the sapeg, hecha the hayabikeach, b'shasha also shliach, v'kodem shegemar hashliach shluchos u'mishtat ha'mishaleach, miyazlin in bosom meikara, that this question is the machlokas of the kamoi, you know, we're showing it. So that's a Rambam, Perek Beis, Im Hayabari, Bishas, Mino, Shlichus. So that's the famous Ksos. Okay, so now we saw the Gemara, Yochanan Shalakish. We saw a lot, the Rambam, the Tor, and the Ksos. So now, Moshe Dechter, we're up to who? Chazanish. Page 13. So the Chazon Ish starts off with the Trumas Edeshin and the Ramah, that whole discussion, right? So then he says, take a look on page 13. Right, she starts off with the Truma Sadesh. Let's start. Right, Truma Sadesh says the Mishareses Kedlat give him Afrish Lechal. Right, we know that. We know that Truma Sadesh is asleep. Right. He seagulls it. Right. Bottom line on the right side. For Shaykh Zachlod and Velim Zochus Shumdom. V'demorim Tumuim. So he doesn't like the Sos. Meaning the scratch of Das Avia. So put it on the same issues. In that sense, I'm Kedusha Lomafrey, Mishum Choshev Zchus La'av. Mishum Allah Lomdi Asayam, Matmin Vishto, Mishum Zchus Lom. How does it cause him cry Yikchur? So he says, he gives you other examples, we'll see what they are, that you don't need Zochin Le'adam. And then he says, look at the arrow on the left side on page 13. V'chein omer begitten, dim d'shtate en kosrim, v'loy d'adinam l'zchus, avogav d'gila d'aytog d'shoye bori. This is mamish what Moshe Dachter said. That what's the whole story? If you hold that you can say zchia by what? By gittin, right? So then what's the whole problem whether he has to get better or not? Right? Don't you remember we talked about the case where the husband was, the case where the wife became a shota, right? And then it says we give him heter mei rabbanim, and he's mashlish aget, even though she's not roy. But it works with din zchiya, according to Hassan Sofer. So if it works with din zchiya, like you said, Rav Eliyahu Kolatsky, what is he going to do with this gemara? Because if it was zchiya works for get. So naniach that would be passed like Rav Yochanan, that the shlichus is no good when he's not well. But we know he wants to get, so it should work. We did zchiyah. Lo de din v'schus avogav de gola daitok shehaya bari chayin haver ki yozik shdiktu b'loshen abal mashen b'chal dvar v'en b'chal shlichus lo de din v'schus mishum gili das. So that's a Chazanis' kasha. So what is Rav Eliyahu Kolatkin going to say? He knew this gemara also. I promise you, he knew this gemara. Right? You and the Chazanis, you're ganging up on Rav Eliyahu Kolatkin. Moshe Dechter and the Chazanis together, right? Because Rav Eliyahu Kolatkin said that if you appoint a shliach for somebody to give a get, and then we can't find the guy, and the shliach is dead, so we can appoint ourselves another shliach, midin zchir. Right? He's not a shota. So either he's... Right, but he didn't appoint the second... He's not a shota, but yeah, but okay, he's a shota, right? But he's not doing the Maisa Gerishin. So if he's not doing the Maisa Gerishin, because if it's a din shlichus, so he's doing the Maisa Gerishin, so then it's a question whether. But zchiya is that he's not doing the Maisa Gerishin, right? But someone else is doing the Maisa Gerishin on his MBF, and they can do it because it's a zchus. That's what he says it's a zchus. Obviously, he wanted to be Megarish's wife. He appointed a shliach, and then the shliach died. So over here, he also appointed someone. So he became a shoyter. He became a shaker. So then why can you say it's good with the shliach? In other words, Rishlaki says you can still be good with the shlichus, right? You don't have to wait. The Yochanan says you have to wait. So the Chazanish says, I mean, he doesn't refer to that all our classes, but he says that he's talking in terms of zchiyah. You know, like the case of the Truma Sadeshin. So he says, so this is what he says, Chazanish. Because Gerishin is not an absolute schus. Gerishin is not an absolute schus. Because you're giving up a life. So people can change their mind. People get divorced, but then people can. They don't want to get, you know, that's something that it could go both ways. So Ramela, that's why, it has to be a real schus. It's not a real schus. So therefore, we have to work with the shliach. I think what they say is that in Leon Kolotskin's case, he's saying the case is a case where it's a full schus to him. Because he wants, if he doesn't come back, so then he wants to be divorced. So that's maybe supposed to go. But in case of the indictment, so you can get better, right? It's not a whole, right? So in other words, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's supposed to work. The problem with it is, it's not as close. You understand? It's not as close. But in Akhanami, the schus could work. So Ramel Kolotskin's sheet is that's called the schus gomer, because in the case where he doesn't come back, he only wanted to get if he doesn't come back, right? If he doesn't come back, so he pointed the shliach, now he didn't come back. So his wife is stuck, whatever, so in that case, so if he didn't come back, he probably is never going to come back. Right? So then he wants her to be divorced. Because he's lost, or he can't come back. But in the case of the Perdikas, he could get better. The Gemara says even, he can give refuah, or he could get better. So it's not a schus komer. It's not, or not even a schus. So therefore you need shlichus. Because shlichus works even on a schus. And that's why you can have a machlokes. But in the case of a frusha schala, that's clearly his chus. Because everyone wants their chala to be chufresh. Not everyone wants to divorce their wives. Or even if they do, they cheat. Everyone wants their chala to be chufresh. So that's his chus. In other words, the Chazanish supports the Truma Sadesh, right? You think that makes sense, right? Well, let me show you another Gemara that the Chazanish quotes of Sota.
Kukarayim in the Gemara of Sota. What does kuk mean? What does the word kuk mean? Well? No. Cook in Yiddish means to look. Okay? You have to know a little bit of Yiddish. Cook. Cook a rein means look in. A rein in, cook, means to look.
You just have Yiddish. I took Yiddish in the YU, two years, I think. It was one of the best courses I took in the college. That's interesting. The Yiddish teacher I had then. Why? It's my Sunday Buddhist teacher. Interesting that we had the same married couple
but I had a husband as a teacher for 30 years ago that I didn't know.
She teaches Yiddish as well.
What?
She teaches Yiddish?
No, she doesn't teach Yiddish. He taught Yiddish. That was one of the best classes I had in NYU. Yeah, that took 2 years. I liked it so much. It took 2 years. There's one guy in history who took 3 years. So, maybe I like him on that, but I can take 3 years to get.
Okay, take a look on page 5. Sota, Kafei Manala. Ibayilahu. Overus al das. Look at Rashi on the third line on top. Yehudis. She'edet tznua. Yotzev rosh perua. Where's a woman who's not tznua. She talks with all people. She's not tznua. But the Baal still doesn't want to divorce her. He says, okay, my wife is not tznua, but I'll still keep her. V'rotza baila l'kayma. Mekayemis o eina mekayemis. So, is that a right thing or not? Mi amina b'kpeidit b'al tali rachmanu v'alo kopit. Odil mekevit the kopit kopit. So what? Do we say that it's totally on the what the Baal cares about, and he doesn't care. He's not makpid. Well, do we say no? But if he would be makpid, he would. Rashi says, "Odil mekevin the kavik kol mekevin ked the orche the baal mikpid." Most husbands are makpid. Al korche the haynami have a kepeda lagabe. So do we say that it's considered a kepeda? So tashma ve'elu shebezna mekanin lahen. Normally, the halacha is if a man sees that his wife is getting too friendly with some other man. So he can give a warning that I don't want you to be in like seclusion with this other man. That's called kinui, right? And if she does, she violates that, then she has to drink the sota waters and the whole thing. So what if the husband is not there? Say the husband is nischarish, she became a cheresh, or she nishtata, or the husband became a shota, or he was taken in captivity. Chavush beveis asur. So could Bezdin themselves, without, do a kinoi for the husband, give her a warning? Or does it have to come? Normally, the kinoi has to come from the husband. But here the husband can't do it, so could they speak mezakeh the kinoi for the husband? So the Gemara says like this: V'i amrit rotzah balakayim mekayim. But if the halacha is that the Baal has the right to keep the wife, even if she's not acting appropriate, as long as she mamish wasn't the zana, so then why should Bezdin do something? Maybe the husband doesn't want that. Maybe he'll keep such a wife. Have the Bezdin meet the Dilma lo nichol in the Baal? So the Gemara says no. We assume that Stubbed the Milsa came into Veris Aldas. He may nach nichol. That we assume that he would be Nichalim. So the Chazon Ish says, don't you see from this Gemara that the concept of Kinoi, the concept of Zchiyah rather, doesn't mean that you have to be Mezakeh to somebody? Because the Ksos's idea is Zochin Le'odom, not Zochin Me'odom. But this case, isn't this a case of Zchiyah? And it's not necessarily Le'odom? Yeah, take a look in the Chazon Ish on page 13. Starts at the top line, Vadvarim Tamuim, meaning the Ktsos is Tamuah. And then in the line that begins the Moda, Misha Halachim Dias Yam, Bezde Mekan Li Ishto, Mishum Duschusulo. Havagav the Bikrai Ophir, Hassam Krai, Itzrich, the Mechshav Chokina, the Bezden, Havagav the Lake, the Ebsa, the Baal, Vainza, Hatsifus, Kulai Hai, Lavara, Hatsras, Bezden. So you see over here, that as long as it's a schus, so it's better than somebody could do something for you, that's a schus, even though you're not getting any monetary benefit. It's not like I found the ball in the street and then I'm the mezakeh for you. So that's one of the reasons that the Chazon Ish didn't like the whole tzos. He thinks it's against the Gemara, but you can mezakeh kinui. So what is the tzos going to? The tzos knew that Gemara too. What is the Ksos going to say about that Gemara? Yeah. Well, if there's a kinoi, so that means that if she violates it, then she's in trouble. Yeah, but therefore we're going to set up a Sulta situation that he can ultimately lose his wife. Right, if he didn't want to give the key, if he didn't want to give the Hasra, no one could just go and give Hasra for you. You're the husband, you have to do it yourself. But here we say your husband's away, we're mezakeh the Hasra, so to speak. And in the end, that means that if she acted improperly, then he'll lose her.
I mean, he's only not much on the fact that she's not a Sinua, but like, I'm assuming he'd be mocking if he found out she was a Sota. And if he would want her to drink it, no?
Right, but what right do they have to do to give the hasra for him, the kinoi for him? So that's called zochin. It's a schus. It's a schus that somebody should do something to deter the wife from acting inappropriately. Even though he's not getting it, it's not zochin le'odom.
It doesn't seem like it's me'odom either. So she would actually have to drink it. Even the kinoi.
But what's the pshat l'ktsos? That it's dafka may adam's no good, or you have to be zachin le, you know, which is the thing that you need dachin le adam, and may adam is not le adam, or is it may adam is the problem?
I wonder,
so it's not that you need zachin le adam, it's just that may adam is the problem. So if you learn it that way, I think that maybe Rav Scheinberg, you have to, I think I'd maybe put it in the next packet. You know, Rav Scheinberg wrote a sefer called Habasa Choshen, where he goes through every single ksos. No, this one too. And he discusses what is the ksos say back to the Chazanish's question. Every single ksos. Then he has another sefer, Milua Evan. He goes through every single Amni Miluim. So he goes through all the Achronim. That's why I was looking for. I originally Xeroxed the sefer because I wanted to see what he says about the case in Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel about selling chametz for somebody else, which is also problematic for the ksos. And he didn't speak about that, so I was a little disappointed. But it could be, you have to, we're going to see in the future packet what Rav Scheinberg says about Chazanish's Kasha and the Ktos and this Gemara and so on. Okay. So the next thing we're up to is the tshuva of this Zkan Aaron. Oh boy. You know, Rav Aaron Walkin. So let's read the question, then tomorrow you can look at it on page 15. Al nashe elos begetchen nishlach l'America. A get was sent to America from Europe. The nase l'shliach sheni ish echad shebemokam ha'isha al pi aras harav sham shere lasos ze ha'ish l'shliach chach bevo a get l'po no da ki mokam ha'isha yesh od ish achash shmo k'shem ha'shliach. Hold on, let me mishneim niskavnu, habal v'ashliach, rishon ha'shliach. So they sent the get to America, then they gave it to a shliach to give it to the woman. And then when it got to Europe, it got to America rather, noda v'kimokam ha'isha. So lo noda mi mishneim niskavnu habal v'ashliach rishon shebesham. So again, the get was sent to America. Benasa l'shliach sheini ish echa shemokom ha'isha al pi haras harav sham sheher alaso sazash ha'ish l'shliach v'chachach b'bo ha'ged l'po noda ki b'mokom ha'isha yesh od ish sheshmok shem ha'shliach. Because they made a thing that they're gonna, when they come to America, they're gonna appoint the second guy as the shliach. But two people had the same name, so we didn't know who the right person is to give the get to become the shliach. Sheni. The name of shliach rishon b'magash of America. Let me ask you a question. Is there a misprint here? Should it say Videt Shanishlach Le America, or should it be May America? Well, where's the get coming from? Is it coming to America or from America? What? It's going what? Yeah? Yeah. One of them is in a Bible slave reason. In a slave reason of a garish of America, he asked from. But he says a garish, isn't it? A garish is the Baal, no? What do you get Lepo? Lepo. Where's Lepo? Prince Carwin. So maybe it's a mystery, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it should say Haldasha was a Vigesha Nishlach Mayam, right? You know what I'm saying? Then maybe it's a misprint. Okay, tomorrow we'll work on it, okay? We'll finish up. Okay, very good. Okay, to be continued, there's a Hashem.